Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning. But I'm glad that you are all here, all of you. It is wonderful that you've made it, that we are in worship together. I'm also glad if you're with us online and all the rest of that, because it is good for God's people to come together so that we can give our thanks and praise. Today, we celebrate the baptism of our Lord. We give thanks for the fact that Jesus is baptized. I was joking just a minute ago. He was born just last week or something like that, and he's already going to be baptized at 30. It's just the way things roll in the church here. There we go. It is good to be together. I want to make sure I say thank you to everyone who came and helped us to take down all of the Christmas decorations. It looks a little bare this week after we've seen all of that wonderful decoration, and now it's not there. But thank you to all of you who were helping with that. Next Sunday, on the 15th of January at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I would love to meet with the senior high youth of this congregation. We're going to talk for a little while. There will be snacks. We will talk for no more than 90 minutes, and we will begin putting together what it is that our youth are looking for as far as help in their faith and what kind of youth program we would like to have around here. So if you are in grades 9 through 12, join me. If you know someone in grades 9 through 12, send them along. Next Sunday, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, we'll have just a chance to chat and get to know each other and what it is that we might do as a congregation to help those youth in their faith life. There are lots of other announcements in your bulletin, and I hope you have a chance to read through them all. But we gather this morning so that we might be in worship, so that we might add our voices to those giving thanks and praise. So let us continue our worship with our gathering song. The song is Beautiful News. Let us rise and sing together.
Powerful to shake the whole wide world. Make it loud, make it
now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Blessed be with you.
Let us pray. O God, our Father, at the baptism of Jesus, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized into Christ faithful to their calling to be your daughters and sons, and empower us all with your Spirit through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may
see. The first lesson is from Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 through 9. Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nation. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burned wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his teaching. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison that those set in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I have given to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare, before they spring forth. I tell you of them. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson is from Acts chapter 10, verses 34 through 43. Peter began to speak to Cornelius and his household. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. The message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with the power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us, who were chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him, and he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him. Everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sin through his name. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Matthew in the third chapter. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. The Gospel of our Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Here we are. It's after Christmas. It's after the Epiphany. And it's the start of a brand new calendar year. So we begin today at the font. Actually, in the gospel story, we begin in the Jordan River, which then flows neatly to our font by means of water. Water, which is the most common thing around. It's something that all of us need every single day. It's something that some people work all day to just get enough for their family, and for us, it is at the tap. But we begin today with the font. We start this year here with baptism, with the moment that we are claimed as part of God's family. At that moment where we are written into God's story of salvation, we come to the font, not because we are perfect, but because God is. Jesus is perfect. And at the font, we have been chosen by God, forgiven by God, empowered by God in this water, so that we can share God's love and build God's kingdom just as Jesus shows us and leads us to do. So we begin this year at the font, where our lives take on the power of God's people. Now, it is good for us to take some time and start fresh right here at the font. Martin Luther reminds all of us that we should daily drown our old sinful selves in remembrance of our baptism. So it's good for us all to be here and to do that again. Here at the font, we died and rose with Christ. Here in our baptism, we were washed clean of our sinfulness by the grace of God. Here, God claims us and the Holy Spirit comes to us. The question then becomes for me, why did Jesus have to be baptized? And the short answer is, he didn't. Jesus had no sin to be forgiven. Jesus had not died yet. There was no resurrection yet. Jesus did not need to repent as John was urging his audience. Jesus did not need to be baptized. He chose to be, so that what we heard in the prophecies from Isaiah can come to fruition. So that God's grace and goodness will infuse this simple water with power and purpose, so that we might become children of God and followers of Jesus. As Jesus goes into the waters of the Jordan River and comes up again, the words from Isaiah begin to take shape. Jesus is the servant of God. He is the Messiah, the Christ, the chosen one. And Isaiah tells us that God delights in this one. The voice coming from heaven at the end of Jesus' baptism declares Jesus to be Son of God, the Beloved, in whom I am well pleased. God delights. Isaiah then goes on to talk about the Spirit of the Lord coming upon this servant, and the Holy Spirit descends like a dove and alights on Jesus. Jesus comes from these waters as God's chosen and beloved servant, in whom God takes delight. Isaiah then goes on to describe the work and the ministry of this servant and describes them as actions of kindness and gentleness. It is a ministry where patience and stamina are required. The implication for us is that we see Jesus as this described servant so that we can watch his actions in their gentleness and in their patience. We can see this servant Jesus as our Lord and our model, as our inspiration. See, that's where everything changes in the transition between verse 5 and verse 6. In verse 6, we too are called. God takes us by the hand to lead us and to keep us, so that we can share the love of God and the gift of his righteousness with all we see. We can help the world to see God's love. We can help those imprisoned physically, mentally, emotionally, through addiction and abuse and all kinds of things. We can bring the love and the power of God's name, the delight of the Lord with us, wherever it is that we get to go. God claims Jesus at his baptism. God claims and calls us at our baptism. With Christ, we die to our old sinful selves. With Christ, we rise to newness of life. With Christ, we step into the world to live lives of kindness and gentleness, showing patience and stamina, not impatience or fatigue. With Christ, we step into a world of darkness to bring the light of God's love. With Christ, we step into a world of chaos, violence, and vengeance, and we bring love and joy and peace. As we begin at the font, we may not feel adequate or worthy. I know I don't. We may not feel like we can do any of the things that I have been talking about, or even really imagine them. And actually, that's true. We aren't. We can't. We're nothing without the power and the presence of God's love with us. That's why Jesus was baptized, so that we would be too, and we would know the power of God's love with us. Jesus steps into the Jordan to model for us the calling of God and the coming of the Spirit to all of us. As we come to the font, We remember God's call. We remember that God has named us and claimed us as children, no longer seeing us as not good enough. But in Christ, we become those in whom God is well pleased. That is the power of this font, this moment, and this gift from God. Now, it's not a magic trick. This should never be something that we do in order to quiet the grandparents. In baptism, at this font, lives change. We are changed. Jesus came up from the Jordan and began his ministry. He began to show his patience and courage, his gentleness and self-control. Jesus lived a life of service and care for all that he met, because in that day, the focus of his life changed. As we come to the font at the beginning of a new year, may our lives find new focus as we look at the world with kindness and gentleness, striving for patience and stamina as the world tries to overwhelm us all. God is with us. God has called us, and God walks beside us. God wants to work with us and help us to bring the love, the peace, the generosity, and the goodness that this world needs so desperately. This is why Jesus was baptized, so that we can walk into the world as servants of God, as children of God, as sisters and brothers of Christ, living for the sake of our neighbors. Let us give thanks to God for this moment where we remember the goodness of Jesus as he shows us the life of the baptized. Amen. Please rise. As we remember and celebrate our own baptism, let us confess together our faith using the words we find in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Called together to follow Jesus, we pray for the church, the world, and all in need. Calling God, you speak with power to your church. Open our hearts and minds to the new things you are declaring. Strengthen bishops, pastors, deacons, lay leaders, and teachers of the faith. Equip the baptized for your reconciling and redeeming work. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Renewing God, you provide the waters of the earth, and in Jesus' baptism you reveal the waters of life. Cleanse and protect oceans, rivers, and watersheds. Bring relief to parched lands and to communities without access to safe water. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Righteous God, you never weary of establishing justice. Increase cooperation and constructive dialogue between nations. Guide local, national, and international authorities to govern with equity, vision, and integrity. We pray for those in military service, for peacemakers, and for our enemy. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful God, we pray for peace as the war continues to rage in Ukraine. Shelter all living in fear. Protect those seeking refuge. Sustain families separated by the horrors of war. Tend to those who are injured. Comfort all who mourn their dead. And direct your people into the way of peace. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Abiding God, your mercy is steadfast. Give sanctuary to people who flee from oppression, war, poverty, and famine. Sustain healthcare workers, caregivers, first responders, counselors, and all who help and heal. Comfort those who are grieving or experiencing crisis. There are many who need your presence and your power, O Lord, and we pray for those who suffer illness and injury, who suffer with accident and disease. We pray for these known to us who need your wholeness and your health. We pray for Bob, Sharon, Phyllis, Carol, Jack, Judith, John, Rhonda, Jim, Jean and Brian, Cody, Kevin, and Parker. Oh, come, Lord Jesus, and save us all. Lord, in your mercy. blessing God. In Christ you gather the beloved community. Kindle the gifts of your Spirit in your people. Accompany the newly baptized, those recently ordained, and any beginning a new ministry. Inspire synodical leaders and congregational counselors to serve with imagination and wisdom. Lord, in your mercy, promising God, your faithfulness endures throughout all generations. We give thanks for those who have died in Christ, especially today. We pray for Virgil Arling, trusting that we will be united with them and all the saints in Christ's resurrection life. Lord, in your mercy, we bring to you our needs and hopes, O God, trusting your wisdom and power revealed in Christ crucified. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your heart. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. You are indeed holy, Almighty and merciful God. You are most holy, and great is the majesty of your glory. You so loved the world that you gave your only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. We give you thanks for his coming into the world to fulfill for us your holy will and to accomplish all things for our salvation. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his salutary command, his life-giving passion and death, his glorious resurrection and ascension, and the promise of his coming again, we give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, not as we ought, but as we are able. We ask you mercifully to accept our praise and thanksgiving, and with your word and Holy Spirit to bless us, your servants, and these, your own gifts of bread and wine, so that we and all who share in the body and blood of Christ may be filled with heavenly blessing and grace, and receiving the forgiveness of sin may be formed to live as your holy people and be given our inheritance with all your saints. To you, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory in your holy church, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Jesus loves you. And in the power of that love, I bid you come to his table of grace.
Sometimes it feels like I'm watching from the outside. Sometimes it feels like I'm breathing. Am I alive? I'm not
Please rise. As the body and blood of our Lord Jesus fills us with strength, we are also sent out into the world in love and service. And so together we pray, holy and compassionate God, in bread and wine you give us gifts that form us to be humble and courageous. May your words come to life in our serving and in our witness, that we might speak a living voice of healing and justice to all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. And now may the Lord grant that we see what needs to be seen and do what needs to be done. May the Lord bless and protect you all. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you all with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I hope your week is filled with blessing. Stay warm, stay dry, stay safe as you go into the world with hope.
May God's vision our mission.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
See the world through your eyes. I wanna be your hands and feet. I wanna live a life that leads. Ready yourselves, let it shine the light of Jesus in the darkest night. Whoa, ready yourselves, may the powers of darkness tremble as our praises rise. Until the whole world hears, Lord, we are calling out, lifting up your name for all to hear the sound. Our voices in the wilderness, we're crying out, as the day draws near, sing until your sleeping giant rise, catch the demons by surprise. Holy nation sanctified, let this be our battle cry. Ready yourselves, let it shine the light of Jesus in the darkest night.